So the Tigers enter 14 wrestlers, and we leave after the first day of competition with 13 of those wrestlers alive and doing well, eight of them in the championship side. So a quick rundown at 106, the biggest upset for the Tigers, or not upset, but the biggest victory upset for us was Ryan Collins at 106 pounds, eighth grader, 24 and 15 on the year. He was seeded sixth in his bracket at that 106-pound weight. He faced off after his opening round bye. He faced off against Christian Zabrowski, another eighth grader from Lewiston, Altura, Rushford, Peterson. Zabrowski was the third seed in that bracket, and Ryan dominated that match the whole time from start to finish. Comes away with a major decision victory, 15-3, to advance to the championship semifinals, where he will see Jag Foster, the ninth grader from Pine Island, 32-9 on the year. Foster was the two-seeded wrestler who he'll see tomorrow in his semifinal bracket. At 113, Mike Olson, the number one seed, returning state champ for the Tigers. 11th grader, 28-3 on the year. Got an opening round bye and then made short work of Quade Mullenbach out of Stuartville, the junior. And with a fall, moves Olson out into his semifinal match on the championship side, where he will see Chris Ramirez, senior from Lake City, 27-7 on the year. At 120, seeded number one for the Alberta Tigers was Logan Davis, the sophomore, 36-5 record on the year, seeded number one. Had an opening round bye also, and then he pinned Sam Mueller from Pine Island, the sophomore, 19-21 on the year. That now puts Logan out in the semifinals at 120, where he will face off against Ryan Stametz from Zumbrota Mazepa. Stametz, the fourth-seeded wrestler, a junior, 4-4 record on the year, will be Logan's matchup tomorrow in the championship semifinals. At 126, it was Brody Gnoszewski, seeded third for the Alberta Tigers at his weight class, sophomore, 34-7 record. Got an opening round bye, and then he defeated Reed Rinn from Stuartville, junior, 14-6 record. Gnoszewski comes away with that 7-1 decision to put himself in the championship semifinals, where he will face off against the two-seeded wrestler Calvin Singwald from Cannon Falls, junior, 39-5 on the record. Those two saw each other in the true second matchup last year, where Singwald defeated Brody in overtime. So we're looking for hopefully a reversal of that tomorrow. At 132, it was Nick Gorman, seeded number one for the Alberta Tigers. Sophomore, 32-13 record on the year. Opening round bye, and then he faced off against Benny Lopez Ramirez, a ninth grade out of Lake City, 20-16 record. Gorman pinned him in the second period to move out into the semifinal championship side of the 132-pound bracket, where he will see the fifth-seeded wrestler, Nick Thien from Pine Island, a ninth grader, 29-14 record. That win was Nick Corman's 100th win on his career. Quite an accomplishment for a sophomore. At 138, Avon Wasmoen, the senior for the Tigers, was seeded fourth with a 36-8 record. Avon having getting beat out in the tryouts by Logan Davis and Brody Gnoszewski, moved up to the 138-pound weight class to try and punch his ticket to state, and he started that with an opening round bye and then picked up a win over the fifth-seeded wrestler, Braden Lorenzen from Byron. A 4-0 decision. Lorenzen was a sophomore, 21-12 on the year. Avon will now face off against the number one-seeded wrestler in his championship semifinal, Zane Novak from Zumbrota Mazepa, a senior, 15-19 record. Looking for good things out of Avon tomorrow. At 145, Maverick Attic started his day with a win. Maverick is a sophomore, 19-20 on the year. He picks up a fall in his opening round over Jacob Root from Waseca, ninth grader, 10-19. He then ran into the number one seeded wrestler at 145, Joseph Kennedy out of Casa Manorville. Kennedy, a junior, 35-6, comes away with the fall to push Maverick Attic back to the WrestleBacks, where he faced off against Alex Raitt from Lake City, ninth grader. Attic picking up a first period fall there, advanced out into the quarterfinals of the WrestleBacks, where he will face off against Lucas Green, a senior from Byron, the fourth-seeded wrestler in that bracket, who was upset earlier. He's a senior, 19 and 21. That will be Maverick's matchup tomorrow to try and get on the podium in the top six. At 152, twin brother of Maverick, Mason Attic, the other sophomore, 19 and 18 record, won his opening round match 4-1 over Jackson Hewitt from Stuartville, a ninth grader with a 10 and 11 record. He then ran into the number one seeded wrestler, Luke Swanson from Casson Menorville, junior, 27 and 3 on the year, and was defeated 11-5. He was right in that match going into the third period, 6-5 trailing, went for a takedown and got dumped for 5 to lose 11-5. So good performance for Mason, and then he dropped to the Wrestlebacks where he faced off against the Plainview Elgin Millville senior, Kyler Lamb, and he comes away with a 3-1 decision there to move out into the consolation quarterfinals tomorrow, where he will see Weston Robertson from Lake City, a sophomore, 24 and 14 on the year. Robertson was the fifth seed in this bracket, and that's who will be Mason's matchup to get himself one more win and move forward towards the podium. At 160 pounds, Derek McMillan seeded fifth in the bracket, senior for the Tigers, 5-1 on the year. Had a bye in the opening round, and then he faced off against the four-seeded wrestler, Camden Anderson, from Lewiston, Altura, Rushford, Peterson, a junior, 19 and 11 on the year. McMillan comes away with a nice 10-4 decision to move out into the championship semifinals, where he will face off against Dominic Mann, the number one seeded wrestler at 160, junior out of Casson Manorville with a 31 and 10 record. At 170 was Tegan Tolbers for the Albany Tigers, the ninth grader filling in at that weight for us. 8-14 record. He had an opening round bye, and then he ran into Christian Rodriguez, a two-seeded wrestler from Wasika, senior, 24-5 on the year. Rodriguez comes away with a fall win over Tegan, and that pushes Tegan to the Wrestlebacks, where, as I stated earlier, he comes away with a big fall in the third period himself over Riley Vicker, the junior from Byron, to keep himself alive for placing in the top six tomorrow. He will do battle with Lincoln Doobie, a sophomore from Stuartville, 18 and 21 record. At 182, Caden Enderle, the two-seeded wrestler for the Tigers in his bracket, senior, 27-14 on the year, opening round bye, and then he wrestled Luke Schuer from Byron, a junior, 11-14. Enderle comes away with his first period fall in that match. He now sees the third-seeded wrestler in his bracket, Alexander Bedstead from Plainview, Elgin, Millville, a sophomore, 25-18 record, will be Caden's matchup in his semifinal championship bracket tomorrow. 195, Evan Schroeder, the sophomore for the Tigers, filling in at those weights, 7-16 on the year. Evan comes away with a fall in his first matchup over Zach Quam from Byron, the senior. And then he loses to Eli Richardson, number one seeded wrestler, senior from Casson Manorville, by a fall. That moved Evan down into the wrestle background, where he saw Ben Pike from Pine Island, a junior with a 6-22 record. And Evan comes away with a 3-0 win there to move forward in the consolation quarterfinals. He will see Anthony Nelson from Stuartville, a junior, 14-13 on the year, in his bid to stay alive for a medal in this section tournament. At 220, Ben Schwimmer had a bye his opening round, and then he ran into William Roth from Byron, the junior second-seeded wrestler, 19-13 on the year. Roth comes away with a fall win over Ben, drops Ben to the Wrestleback round, where he picked up a bye in this round and moved into tomorrow's action, where he will face off against Jaden Perez, a ninth grader from Lewiston, Altura, Rushford, Peterson, 2-2 record. Perez carries into the tournament. So that will be Ben's matchup to get himself on the podium in the Wrestlebacks tomorrow. And as I stated earlier, our heavyweight youngster, ninth grader Will Velasquez, filling in, lost his opening round match 5-2 to Gennaro Delgado from Osica, a senior, 15-9 record. That dropped Will to the Wrestlebacks, where he saw Zach Dieterich from Pine Island, a junior, 16-22 on the year. Dieterich coming away with the sudden victory takedown in overtime to defeat Will 8-6 and eliminating him from the tournament So the Alberta Tigers send 14 over and 13 still alive, 8 of them in the championship semifinals, the other 5 in the consolation quarterfinals tomorrow, where action will take place at 11 a.m. with both sides of the brackets going championship and wrestlebacks, followed up by the semifinals of the wrestleback round right after that. And the finals, third place, fifth place, will all take place at 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.